You're Loud.
I'm Brenda Dennehy.
I'm Julie Haynes.
And this is Left on Red.
Hi everyone and welcome back to Left on Red, the podcast where no topic is off limits and we get through a healthy dose of girl talk. It's like a virtual coffee date with your besties.
Spot on, Jewel. Each week we'll dive deep into a juicy topic that's bound to start discussions and fill up our DMs.
And we've got your back when it comes to recommendations. It could be makeup, movies, fashion or food. We'll fill you in what we've loved and maybe didn't love this week.
Before we wrap things up, we leave you with a motivational quote to carry with you into the week ahead. It might be nonsense, but we will try. Because let's face it, we all need a little extra boost sometimes.
Ready to go?
Let's crack on.
And we're back. Well, we're recording this on Thursday, but the episode will go out Monday, which is your birthday.
Do you know what? I absolutely love my birthday, right? Because you get loads of attention, which, to be fair, I don't like it, but I, you know, I love it. Get loads of attention, right? And I, genuine, I know you take the mickey out of my age, right? And as well, you think that I'm like 10 years older than you. There's only 3 years between us.
You're turning 40 soon.
Hold on now.
And I'm 35, so that's...
What age am I today? We'll say this is Monday. What age am I?
39.
Yeah, and you'll be 30.
5.
Yeah, but then you're 36 in October.
Yeah.
But so you're like 3.5 years. You're not even 4 years.
I'd say there's literally 5 years of a difference.
Do you know what we should do? We should do a competition. Who looks the youngest?
Me.
Say no.
You don't have fucking kids if they do pick you.
Look, I'm up baiting the roads, getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know.
I'm doing tour de sitting room every fucking day the last 2 weeks.
But I do, you know, do other people freak out about getting older? Like, I absolutely love it. And this is a post actually that will be going on my Instagram page on my birthday. You know the way people put up like, oh, another year around the sun and all this kind of stuff. You know, I saw this and I am going to put this and I love this, right? Your time on earth is limited. Don't try to age with grace. Age with mischief, audacity and a good story to tell.
Love it.
I saw it and I was like, oh my God. And I wrote it down straight away. And I was like, that's just stunning. Because do you know what? And I don't want to like bring like just to get into kind of any deepness here. But like I have a lot of friends and you have a lot of friends that didn't make it our age. Who are no longer with us, you know? And I look at it that way, they haven't made it. And look, we can't do anything about the aging that we're getting old. Look, we can get a Botox profile up and do what we can.
Come here, look at me.
That new semen stuff.
Bare from the Botox. Frozen.
Oh, did you get it yesterday? Thought you looked a bit strange.
Sorry,
your
2 days
face
ago.
Is very puffy. It's fair, like, that explains it, no.
Oh, shut up. I thought your head looked very big today and it turned out to be your weave or your weft or whatever you're calling it.
You get, I have a weave, right? People say weft. I think weave is better. But see the weave, do you remember Ebony Trends in Cork?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, we all had to go off them.
Christ, I remember I got a full set of hair extensions done off her. It was grand as she's putting them in. Then I went back a couple of months later to get them out. She had her son. I'm sure her son was about 6. the little girl, she was about 8. Her husband tearing my hair, like pulling the bonds out of my head. I will never, I actually have... Trump, the little 6-year-old boy tearing my bands out of my head. Never forget.
I remember going to remember Salon 22?
No.
And put a deposit. I was actually pissed. It was during my drinking days. All right. My mum put it on deposit. I think they were like gluing it in then. I think it was like 100. No, back in my days, probably £100. But I never got them done. But the weave, from the girls in Glenmire and Hair & Co. Amazing. Your hair thickens up after a while, which is, they told me that. And to be fair, when I did see the hair, I was like, but I thought I'd have loads of hair.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I just said to you. I was like, Brenda, did you get more extensions or something? And you were like, no, it's the weave and it actually thickens up. So when did you get the weave done?
Weave 6 weeks ago.
Because I remember 6 weeks ago when you got it done that day, I seen you and I was like, it just looks like normal hair extensions. I thought it was going to look very thick. And then as the weeks went on, like today, I can't get it over your hair.
It's huge, like a mop of hair. I know, it's big, all right. So, and I love it. You'll be getting it next now.
It doesn't suit me. I have a long face. I feel like I look like a horse and my hair is too big and too long.
What kind of face have I, so?
But you have a nice petite face, like small. Like I'm horse.
Speaking of faces, right? My feckin' nose. Why didn't anyone tell me about my nose?
You have a lovely nose.
No. Telling you now, I don't want to be banging on about it, but of course we shared my addiction story, right? And there was videos, but it was actually the videos on with PJ and Neil and other videos, right? So obviously the videos of here, it's full on front face, but it was a side profile. I was like, whoa, what is going on with that dirty nose? I have a little bit of a bump.
I did too, but did I tell you what I got done for my bump?
Rhinoplasty, no?
No. I got, and nothing wrong with it, but no, I couldn't go through that much pain. I got filler. So, right, we say your bump is here.
You had a bump?
I had a...
Sorry, I just remember now.
Do you remember from the side profile? I remember seeing myself on Instagram now and Reels and whatever, and I'd see the little fucking tiny bump on my nose. Annoyed me so much. The week before we done our show in Limerick, I went away and I got filler done on my nose, and I just felt where the bump is. So it's just all kind of like, what would you say now? Like level. Like my nose is level.
You actually, yeah. Mm-hmm. And come here, was it sore?
Not one bit. And
you
sore?
Do you have to keep getting it done?
If you like filler, because I also got filler done my cheeks. Do you ever get filler done? I know now where a big Botox has.
No,
Botox
I know, heads. But I wasn't. Someone warned me off it.
Yeah, I know. I was watching one of the girls as well on TikTok, and she got very sick from the filler.
Did she? Yeah.
But that was in her bum.
Well, listen, that's in the arse, so that's completely different. That's completely different. I wouldn't mind the filler, but I was chancy it in Sisu. But I think she's like, you don't need to. Well, look, the brave one said, don't you say you've got Botox? I don't need the Botox. Stop saying that.
Stop saying it. Everyone, I love it.
Everyone's, yeah, I love it too. Everyone sees their way in themselves a different way. But I might actually, I'm going back for Botox soon. So I might actually ask them in Sisu for the filler in the nose. I get on to
you
that.
Should. Well, especially for the bump. Like if you have a bump here, I just literally got the filler next to the bump and it just levelled out the nose.
And you know, but my nostrils, like when I put down my nose.
Oh, geez, that's the ugliest thing I've ever.
No,
yeah, but you don't be walking around like that.
No, I've something missing from my nose.
It looks like there's a bone missing down there.
Is. And then I have a bump in it. Do you know, my nose is totally change your face if you get a nose job.
Yeah.
Like you see some people, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
I think if I got one, I like people like, Jesus, is that you, Brenda?
But your nose isn't bad.
And Julie, I was absolutely disgusted with those videos that went out on 96FM and Red FM. And but you see, the thing is, I could see the camera up in me and I was like, that thing, I was nearly, it was nearly inside my knickers. It was so up near me. Both of them.
I know, but I think it's because you're on Instagram now a lot the last couple of months, ever since we started this, and you're seeing yourself a lot. You're popping up a lot, like on feeds and stuff, and then you notice all the little things that, you know, you would have never noticed before.
But do you ever look at yourself the odd time, right? And you'd be like, I'm looking all right today, but do you ever look at yourself, Jesus, why didn't you tell me I'm so ugly? Do you know those days?
I know, yeah.
You're like the 96FM one. I've never looked uglier. I was like, whoa, you've never looked uglier.
The one a couple of weeks ago?
Graphic. But then I took the picture with PJ and I was like, just, oh yeah, the one with PJ. I was there. How many moles have you got in your face? I was counting my moles. I was like, I didn't know that one existed.
I didn't notice that. And I took, you look lovely.
Anyway, but no, I'm mad about myself as a person. Do you know what I mean? And I love myself as a person. And look, we're all going to have these discrepancies about ourselves. But Jesus, the nose, I'm going to have to get the filler in it or else I'm going off to Turkey.
Do a Julie on it.
I'll do a Julie in it. If you could change any other thing now to get done, what would you do?
Do if somebody, like a genie now sat down her next shoe and said,
a Turkish genie. Borat.
Genie Borat. He sat down, I was like, you'll have no complications if you get a tummy tuck.
Yeah.
I get a tummy tuck.
I get that one for you. And I'm not. No.
Here I am on morning. You're beautiful. You have no lump in your nose. You have a beautiful nose. I get why you don't want that, all right?
No, stop that. No, stop. We spoke about this before.
Yeah, I know we did.
And I was about to go, Jewel, and I stopped because I said, I totally understand. I don't know, but it's like, I haven't had children. And obviously, you've told me several times that's your insecurity and you want to change. And I would fully support you doing that because I have no tits.
Yeah.
And obviously, if I wanted a boob job, I think you would, which I'm touching them now in front of you, sorry. I think that you would support me getting the boob job.
Yeah, I would. I'd actually get an uplift.
An upgrade.
What is it?
A bump?
What would I get? I'd get my genie.
A breast lift.
A lift. Yeah, I'd get Borat. Lifted.
Yeah, you get, yeah. Yeah, but if you got the tummy tuck, I'd be there. I understand because there's nothing worse. Do you know the way if someone even is a couple of stone overweight, they're like, I have to lose a few pounds. You're saying, you're lovely that way. Do you know what's the point in that?
And do you know what's the worst thing in the world, I think, is like trolls or like people. All right, we're on Instagram, we have podcasts, whatever, and people have their opinions. But what fucking bugs me is when they mock your appearance.
when they mock your appearance, they've lost the battle ever. If you ever see someone having an argument, when you stoop that low, like that's just letting yourself down. They know when people do that, they know they've lost the argument and they stoop that low. That's when they, but do you ever notice a lot of the time, for me, the odd time, if someone sends me a message by accident about me, it's about my appearance.
Oh yeah. Shocking. And I love when that happens. And like, I got one there last week. I was in Clarny for the day with the kids. And this lady who lives in the Kerry area forwarded one of my stories onto one of her friends. She thought, but she actually forwarded the story onto me and said, oh, for fuck's sake, the Ferrells are in Kerry. Look, the state of the mother then about me and about the kids. Just the three of us down in Clarny now, just having a lovely day. And she forwarded on my story to one of her friends she taught, but actually sent it to me, back to me, and wrote that. So I text her back and I said, caught ya. And before she seen it, I went onto her Instagram page and I screenshotted all her pictures. So I had her. Then she came, she blocked me, but then I knew her name. So I found her on Facebook, added her on Facebook, and then messaged her on Facebook and said, found ya. She blocked me on Facebook. But then I went to her and I found all her relatives and I added all them just to give her the fucking shits. And I was not leaving her get away with that. Calling my kids Ferrells. Fucking dare ya. How dare you? So in the end, and it was because I had all the screenshots then, I put them all up in my stories. Now I did block out her face and she was with her husband in a couple of the pictures, blocked him out as well. And I said, you were 24 hours to apologise to me or I will actually expose you and I'll expose what messages as well you've been sending me. And in the end, I got a phone call.
Go on.
She rang me on Instagram. She kept ringing me all the following day. Then she kept ringing and ringing and ringing and I wouldn't answer. And at the end, I answered. I was like, yeah. And she's like, roaring, crying, give me this big sob story. I was like, girl, dry off those crocodile tears. The only reason you're crying now is because you got caught. If she came into the studio here and I'd be like, oh, this, she's a lady. She looked very well, very, very decent, the dogs. And I'm like, how dare you bully children, 2 6-year-old little children. How fucking, I wouldn't leave her get away with that. No way. No. I won't leave them get away with it anymore. No. And then another girl then, there was a thread then started on Facebook about me. And loads of lovely messages went in and this one then messaged in. I couldn't listen to that fucking yoke. Well, I seen red again. I was like, nah, won't take this no either. So I went into her Facebook page again, found her, found out where she worked. She was a Slimmer World consultant. I went onto her Slimmer World page, then on Facebook, and goes, how can anyone listen to that fucking yoke? I was like, if you can give it to me, you can fucking take it, you know? Kept writing under all her fucking posts. How can anyone listen to that fucking yoke? How can anyone listen to that fuck? If you're going to come into my workplace, love, and try to fucking belittle me, I'll go into your workplace. That's where I'm going now. Don't care. But I won't go out and find them. Just like user 123. I know some girls there that be like, oh, I'm watching her now. I'm going to find out who she is. I don't have time for that. But if I see them writing something about me, I'll go after you.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. But actually, the kids off limits. Say what they want about you. But the kids off limit. I don't mean that as in that way. But I know. But you look... You have, and I, we deal with people sending nasty messages, nasty comments. That's grand. But the kids, that's a no-go area. And that's for every parent. That's a no-go area.
Imagine. A grown woman mocking my kids.
But do you know, it's always these women who, and I'm not saying like, we think it's like someone sitting at home doing sweet feck all every day that's just on their laptop and... I don't know, watching Netflix. It's actually not. It's like actually career women. It's actually, as you said there, women with families and going around like the typical perfect
family. I tell you, I won't take it. No. I will not take it anymore. I'll take, do you know, user 123, as I said, I wouldn't go out to find them because I don't like, sad, you're a coward behind these fake pages. But when I see it and it's a normal person, I will go after you.
And you know, when I think of the trolls, like we say the word trolls, but they're actually human beings. They're actually people. But I've like to imagine get up in the morning and have that energy that you're straight want to write something bad about someone. I mean, it's a very, very sick place to be. It is like I would worry about someone's kind of energy doing that. Like I would seriously worry that that's what you want to do first thing in the morning. That's very sick. Or something else.
Do you know how bad they are with us? Because, you know, anytime we're in like number five or number six in the charts.
Go on. To be fair, most weeks.
And when the girl says to me that on some particular threads, they link another podcast. They're like, everyone listen to this now, so this will go up to number one. And not Julie and Brenda's podcast. I mean, like, and then they all go away and play that link. So they might pass us out on the charts. I mean, like, when I heard that, I was driving the car. I was laughing so much. I was like, that is pathetic.
Oh, but you see, this is it. How are you so bothered? Actually, we want them to be bothered, because the more bothered they are on that page, they won't message us.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so stay on it right away, girls and boys.
Yeah.
Actually, not girls. Actually, women. Actually, it's women. Right. But they actually, so they wanted to listen to someone else's podcast so we wouldn't be number one.
Yeah.
Oh, how sad. Yeah.
All of us now here, we'll all listen to this link.
And you went off and did, sheep. Go on the sheep. Oh, that's embarrassing.
Anyways,
that's embarrassing.
Talking about bullies, we had Colette Wolfe in last week, and she bravely spoke about her daughter Leanne. And
what a woman. Got loads of correspondence and online as well. She's just a beautiful, beautiful woman. I'll read one of the emails here. Hi, Brenda and Julie. The bullying podcast really resonated with me. I was bullied during secondary school. One girl took a set of me, not sure why. Her friends followed suit, but she was the main ringleader. Called me names as I passed in the hallway or in the locker room, and the whole group of them followed suit and laughed as they walked by. One day I had enough and decided to speak back and ask her why she was being such a bitch. She didn't like that and decided to tell her older sister, who then proceeded to message me and tell me she was going to come after me as I called her sister a bitch. I was terrified to walk through town as her older sister had friends. One night I attended a local disco, and one of the older sister's friends, who was much bigger and taller than me, pulled me up on the dance floor and proceeded to pull my hair, slap me and push me to the ground. I ran to the bathroom and locked the cubicle stall. She was kicked out, but I was terrified and decided not to go to any more discos. I finally plucked up the courage, shocked, to my mum. For a long time, I didn't tell her, as I felt ashamed and that I had done something. We got the school management involved and a meeting was put in place. She apologised, as she had to at the time, and after that, there was very little done by them to me. I'll never forget how they made me feel and what they did to me. To this day, 12, 13 years on, I still feel my heart race if I see one of that group of girls pass me on the street. It really does impact your confidence and self-esteem years on.
Wow. God love her, like...
That's so terrible, isn't it?
Were you bullied through school?
Do you know what? I wasn't necessarily bullied, but do you know these kind of core moments that stick out and they'll be with you for the rest of your life? I remember I wasn't exactly overweight, but I remember these certain things where, like, national school, totally fine, had a ball, had a great time. There was only 12 of us in the class, 8 girls, 4 boys. And then in secondary school, I never forget, do you know they used to put a sheet of paper around the room, the roll call, and you'd write down your name. And I'd say I was at the top of the class, Brenda, I'd write down Dinahy, you know, the roll call, we were there. I remember the sheet going, and I never forget one day, Brenda Dinahy, and I said some other person had written, Brenda Dinahy is fat after my name. And I'd say no, I was, do you know the way we weren't, you didn't really know size 8, 10. I would say I was no one bigger than a medium. But, and the embarrassment, because that was the days like someone would be looking and I could hear the snickering.
Yeah.
And I remember being at the top of the class and I knew it was behind me. And I remember, I can still like feel the reddening up now of it, you know. And I'll never forget as well, do you know that you'd get a compass and you'd write into the table and everything. And I forget, you know, you'd write Brenda Wazir.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Julie Wazir, Brenda Wazir, loving. And
JH plus B, D Wazir.
Yeah, and all this kind of stuff. I never forget, like, as well, Brenda Wazir and then Fat Bitch. Like, I was only, and you see, obviously, I was much larger in later years. Like, I lost 4 or 5 stone before, so I was a heavier girl and stuff like that. But I wasn't overweight at the time or something, but like, that would be what have happened to me.
Did you know who was?
I didn't know. It was actually boys.
I wonder, was that them flirting with you?
Do you know what the hilarious thing is? And I'll tell you this. I went over to college in Wales, right? And some of those boys, right? One particular boy wasn't flirting then. They were laughing at me. But I went over to college in Wales my 3rd year. And I was after putting on a good couple of stone. I was gone up to a size 16. And I was like, something happened to me around October, and I was coming back to Ireland in May. Something happened to me in October. I was like, I was very unhappy in myself. And of course, I was drinking as well. Actually, I wasn't drinking too much then. I wasn't too bad on the drink then. But like my diet was very bad, like full fat Coke, like all sorts. I didn't know, I wouldn't have known vegetables and everything. You know, I'm very plain eater.
Yeah.
So like it was all kind of processed foods. And I just got it into it. I said, I'm going to lose that weight. And I think I lost 4 or 5 stone. And I never forget, people hadn't seen me in ages. Because, you know, I was only coming home. I came home at Christmas and I'd lost around a stone. But then when I came home from May, the Rally of the Lakes weekend, and I'd never worn a skirt in all my life. A short skirt. I never worn a skirt. And I was, after losing around 5 stone, I think I was fitting into size 10.
Yeah.
Which I couldn't believe it. I'd never been, and I'd been in size 10 in years, wore a skirt. And one of the guys, the buddies who used to write, like Brenda is fat, was trying it on at me a night out in Clarny. Yeah.
Did you pull him on it?
Oh, I did. I just said you didn't like me at all when I was fat.
Yeah.
He said, what are you on about? He goes, I don't forget that stuff.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Love that.
No, and a lot of them who would have, because I'd come back kind of different. Do you know what I mean? I'd come back probably, I don't know, maybe I learned how to do my hair and stuff like that, or I was getting my makeup done, whatever. Oh, but a lot of them. A guy I worked with in the bank as well, I remember working with him in Tralee, and I remember he was a new fat bitch and everything. And I'll never forget, I was doing a speed dating event and he was one of the guys I was speed dating. Yeah, and I met him at it. And you know, out of courtesy, I was very kind to him and everything. And then he was messaging me after, like, wanting to take me on a date. And I was like, 3 or 4 years ago, you were calling me a fat bitch in front of customers.
And like, he was fully grown man.
In front of customers. And it's funny because he popped up on one of those sites that we dated, the same guy, Cork, recently. My friend who I worked with in the bank sent it to me. And I said, because he's a certain nickname, I won't say what it was. And I goes, oh my God, that, da, da, da. I didn't say anything bad, but I was like, that clown or something. And he'd basically lied about everything. Like, he'd lied about his age on the site and everything. Yeah. But I said, how karma. I said, you were in the bank in Tralee commenting on my weight in front of customers, making a joke out of me. Now you're ending up, you're actually like on a page defrauding women. This is how pathetic you are. Do you know? Yeah, so I would have been bullied for weight reasons out of a laugh for the men. Do you know what I mean?
Did you keep that from your family whilst being bullied?
Well, as I said before on the podcast as well, my sister would have like had the odd comment as well, because she was a bit... like, she struggled with her weight for a while. She's looking fantastic now. But we would be on a night out, and another friend of mine as well, we'd be on a night out, and we would be going out in Killarney hoping that we wouldn't get called fat by men. No, we'd be walking down the street, I swear to God, and we would be under our breath, passing a load of men. Please don't call me fat. Please don't call me fat. Please don't call me fat. Because I don't know what it is that women wouldn't necessarily do it. I'm not trying to, you know, make men sound misogynistic or anything, but... it would be like, I think I said before, I remember being out the night in Clarny, a fella just coming for me, lifting me up. Oh, you fat bitch, you'll break my back. But you're the one who lifted me up.
Yeah.
And you're on all the, and it's the boys laughing after. Yeah. That's the killer. It's kind of like if someone writes a bad comment about you online, it's the people liking it after.
Hate that, yeah.
It's your man lifting you up and it's the boys laughing at you after. That's the hurtful part.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. So what about you? Were you bullied?
So we used to do this thing every year, like a talent show thing.
Didn't know this at all about you.
Actually bully myself if I did what I did, right? So I went up, I thought I could sing. I can't sing.
Go on.
So I'm up there anyways, like in my pink outfit. I'm a Barbie girl. Up on the stage on my own.
Was it scoring a Boshy?
Is it what?
Scoring a Boshy.
What's that?
It was kind of like a talent show, an Irish talent show, no?
No, it was just like my primary school,
go
like.
On. And primary school, yeah. Go on.
I'm a Barbie girl. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Like, and the whole school was like.
Where's she going?
I full on thought I was like Barbie. Like, full on, and sing the whole song like that. I'm a Barbie girl in a, like, not a note, my head. So then everyone started to mock me. And like, but no wonder, right?
Yeah, I know.
So on is, these older girls were like, anytime I'd pass them in the air, they're like, I'm a Barbie girl. So anyways, yeah, that was my bullying days.
Do you know, you were probably laughing at the start, but then was kind of like...
No, I thought I was like a tenor. I thought I was a fourth tenor.
No, but I'm
like,
saying you thought the bullying was a laugh at the start doing that to you.
No, like they were full on bullying me, like.
Do you know what's funny is I just have to remember something there. Whistling hurts my ears. No, I know whistling. I can't whistle, but the sound of whistling hurts my ears. This is really no. But people knew at school, and if they wanted to upset me, make me cry, they'd start whistling.
Oh,
that was national school. That's really mean.
It's shocking.
And they thought
like.
It was funny, but they'd start whistling, and I would be crying around the playground, and the boys would think it was funny. Again, there was boys. Not painting all boys, but come here. Like, it's the ladies online. It's the ladies on the forums. The boys would bully you in public.
See, back in those days. I was never in school with boys.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that was only, secondary school with the boys. And it was kind of the boys as well, whistling and.
I was never in a class with a fella.
It's terrible how it can affect people.
Oh, shocking.
Terrible.
Like, shocking. Like, I know now, I can't say.
Barbie. When you were watching Barbie, then did it
bring
it all
PTSD.
Back. Oh, gosh. I can imagine you at all.
I mean, the stage was huge, like the whole primary school and me thinking.
And come here, speaking of primary schools and places near you, I was up in your house last night.
You are, go on.
So I'll tell the story quickly anyway. So rented a car.
Yeah.
Right, rented a car for 2 days because I'm going up to Galway after this. I'll explain that after. And I was like, look, I'll rent the car. And it'll save me because I couldn't get my mom's car. And then guess how much? So I was renting the car from the Ryanair app. And it came up as €27. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that must be a fee hold or something. There's something not right here. But I was like, for 2 days. And I was going to vote a little Polo car. I was like, that's fine. I like the old Volkswagen. And then I was like, €27. And I was like, that surely can't be right. It just can't be right. So then I sent it on to my mother, showing her. And she was like, Jesus, are you sure that's right? And I was like, must be. I don't know. I was like, is it just a deposit or something? So when I was leaving yesterday and getting on the plane, whatever, I was kind of like, Jesus, I must check about the car. Because I was convinced I was being scammed. Do I be saying to you as well? Like,
that's €27 is very cheap.
I was like going to get my friend Sandra's Cullum's Duster Jeep then, which says, well, Cullum Council, Cullum Kelleher.
Yeah.
But I was like, sure, that'll be hilarious.
Yeah,
canvassing for Cullum.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was like, there must be something wrong. But anyway, I said, I'd go, but anyway, was going up to passport control anyway last night, coming off the flight from Gatwick. Oh my God, I roared. This woman was in front of me. She turned around and she just stared at me. Your mother.
Yeah.
And we were the whole place is looking at us.
She told me, yeah.
I was like, why didn't you tell me? We knew, and you didn't probably think that we were on the same flight. Anyway, I was coming out with her then and she was like, oh, Sean's collecting me. And I goes, no, come out with me because I think I'm being scammed. And you know your mother. And she's like, well, who's being scammed?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I think I'm being scammed with the car. But who are you meeting? And I was like, no, I'm after renting the car. And I said, look, hold on. I'll take you home if I'm not being scammed. And if I am, Shoshan can take me to the hotel because I was staying in the hotel last night. And so anyway, we went up anyway and we up to Hertz, Thrifty and Poplar Cars. And I went up anyway and I was like, come here, my reservation, my name, whatever. And I was like, the car, 20, I said, am I being scammed? Does it exist? My name is on the list. And they were like, no, everything's okay. But I was like, €27. They're like, sometimes you get it for a good price. But I was like, what am I paying coming back?
Yeah.
They're like, nothing.
That's unreal. That was
Isn't
very
that
good.
That unreal?
So good. And did it, was there a bit of petrol in it?
There's a full tank. Well, I have to put that in now after.
Oh, you have to fill
but
it
up. But obviously,
again,
then I was joking. I said, I'm going to Galway tomorrow night. And I said, I'll write it off now or something. I said, I'll write it off.
Where'd you go? I said stuff like that.
I know, but you're my intrusive thoughts, Jule, as usual. Do you know what I mean? And then it was terrible because I was kind of like, write it off after a few drinks. I'm laughing at myself.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Because
where
I'm going,
Oh,
they were just laughing. I was like, I don't drink at all. I definitely don't drink. I was like, I'm a recovering alcoholic.
My mother was standing there like, what
she
the
was
fuck?
There. She was carrying my bag of shit in her trolley with the other bags. She was like, where's the car? I was like, it's in Bay 10.
And it's not even a Polo.
No, it's a big Skoda.
Cheap thing. Beautiful.
When I was dropping her up at your place last night, I was like, will I be able to get out? Because you know me, knowing the car parks and the big cars.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to Galway after this and I'm very excited because it's
why.
A full circle moment because I'm going back to Cunvera Cullarn in County Galway near Turlock Moor. I used to know that address so well because I was writing at the top of my letters to write back to me. And I'm going back doing the chair. So the chair is like an AA meeting and there's the chairperson and then there is the person telling their story. So I'm the person telling my story to all the residents, the girls in there there could be girls who are just coming in today or there could be girls on their last day of their 12-week programme. So it'll be me coming back sharing my story after the last 5 years and to give them a bit of hope. As in, I started here, she heard the podcast, people know what happened. I was in absolute bits and I'm coming around here now 5 years on, full circle. And it's just to go back, and I will be emotional because when I was inside in that house and especially the room I was in, I'll definitely want to check out the room because I'll, you know, you remember so many things, you know, from that traumatic time. So I'm going back and I will be emotional, but it's just to give people hope because when I used to be in those AA meetings, Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'd see people coming in from the outside, and it was like the outside world, because you don't know what's going on in the outside world. And I was like, I hope to be that person someday. And now I am.
Now you are the person.
I know, tonight's my night. Yeah. Oh. And I'm going back and see some of the staff that I know as well.
Oh, are some of the staff still there?
Yeah, some of the staff are still there. So I'm going up now after this. So I'm
so they invited you up to tell your story.
Yeah, they were, do what they were. Some of them were in touch with me. They were like, we listen to our podcast. We think we might play it for the girls.
Oh, very good.
And I was like, and like, that's unheard of, because you're not allowed television. You're not allowed anything like that. So then it kind of mentioned, would I go up and tell my story?
That's lovely.
It's lovely. It's a proper full circle moment. Yeah. And it's just to give people hope.
And actually, speaking about your story, we had an email in from a male listener. He's 43 years of age from Dublin. And he's been in recovery for the past 3.5 years. And he says, my story begins with my mother and father suffering from their own addiction, alcohol. I started using drugs recurrently, like most people.
Recreationally.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Like most people. But I quickly became attached because of how they made me feel and how I could escape my reality. All this time, I believed I deserved all these things to happen to me because I was an awful person. I've since learned I'm a good person. I'm married now with a wonderful wife who has supported me through addiction and then into recovery, and she recovers with me today. We have a gorgeous daughter who I adore and I am able to be there for. I also volunteer at a drug centre to give back to other addicts as I was helped.
See, that's what it's all about. It's all about giving back.
Yeah, which you're doing and this evening.
Back. Yeah, so I'll just read another one here. Hi girls, I felt compelled to write you an email as today marks 16 years since I walked through the doors of a treatment centre one day clean. My journey through addiction and finally getting clean is a long one, full of trauma and destruction. My family had to remove me from their lives completely. Everywhere I went, destruction followed. The turning point for me was standing at the side of the River Lee with two options: jump in and end it all, or try one last time to start my life out. I went to my nanny's house in a taxi with nothing but the clothes on my back, and she took me in. It took 2 long, painful weeks to detox enough to get a clean urine. I have since married an amazing man who was also in recovery, and I have 6 wonderful, amazing children. I have a mother who was proud of me again, and I am so grateful for how far I have come, as everyone I know now in addiction are all those I went to treatment who are now dead or in prison. Addiction is an absolute curse and it tears through families, but there is always a way out. No such thing as a hopeless case. And thank you to again, Julie, for that.
For what?
So you were the interviewer. I'm sorry. No, you need to take huge credit. Oh, Jesus. I give her a compliment. And you're doing that? Anyway, what's your win of the week?
Actually, that is my win of the week, that Sean is now being assessed for ADHD.
No. Don't be looking for me for clues.
What's it called again?
It's ADHD.
It is ADHD, yeah.
Yeah. So, and where's he being assessed?
His doctor. He went to his doctor there during the week, or a couple of weeks ago now. And they were just chatting about things, and he actually had to get his blood taken as well the same day. And the doctor turned around to Sean and said, I think you actually might have that ADHD. So he said, I'm going to assess you. So that's this week now, I think.
And it's funny because I got a lot of messages to my inbox saying that, Brynn, did you ever go for to be assessed for ADHD? Because what they said, there's a lot of characteristics I have. Characteristics. And I actually said, you know what? I've no doubt I probably maybe have it, but I don't know what a diagnosis is going to do for me.
Yeah. You know the way they say with ADHD? I'd say you'd have the hyper one.
Oh.
Like you're always on the go. Like, you know, go, go, go. But Sean then is on the other scale.
Yeah.
So he might be put on medication, who knows, but it will just give him a bit of a spark back, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose for me, as a bit of a too much of a lover of medication, I can always make a joke about my addiction because it's me. But see, the thing is, then I think they do Adderall in America, and that's meant to be unbelievable. Like, it really gets you good to be high as a kite. And then I see that, and obviously I'm like, oh, thinking about that. And then I'm kind of like, stop, you can't be going there.
Yeah.
So it's like funny because, as I said to you before, when I was in treatment, you know, the OxyContin, I'll be passing the nurse's station now tonight where they lock the OxyContin. Do you know what I mean? And I'd know that's a control drug, and that'd be like, oh, I wouldn't mind a bit of that now.
That was a good documentary, actually.
Unbelievable.
Wasn't it?
I was watching that and seeing them detox. You know, when you're, wow. I was like, that was me. I was crying watching because I was like, that was me. Like, that's how bad. But it's funny because when I think of the ADHD and the diagnosis, I'm thinking, what could they give me? That's where my brain goes.
I know.
That's terrible. Yeah, like, yeah. That's where my brain goes.
But isn't it awful, like, back in, because I definitely have a couple of things as well. Like, but isn't it awful then back in school, you were told you're a tick, you're stupid, will you fucking go, I'll go home and learn, will you?
Do you know?
I can try in, but I can't.
But do you know what's so sad? They used to call people the R word.
Yeah.
Or else And do you know what was kind of an acceptable one? He's slow. That's an awful thing to say. Shocking. I remember there was a certain boy in my class and he just needed a bit of, and like back in my day now, because I am only 3.5 years older than you, we'll be saying that from now on. It was just a few like intellectual problems.
I spoke to a remedial teacher.
Yeah, remedial. But we weren't explained why he was going to that class. So it made him, and I tell you now, he's probably wealthier than the lot of us, the 12 of us in school.
See, you know what? Even with my own too, I'd rather them be streetwise than book smart.
110%.
I know this lad now and he got like A+, A+, A+ all in his leaving cert, whatever. He couldn't fucking talk to me and you know he would die, he'd put his head down like he just, and like he, it's awful. I'd rather be streetwise like.
No social skills.
No social skills whatsoever. Well, I could see my Erin Rose. She's clever out, don't get me wrong, but my God, she'd fake it till she makes it. Do you know that, remember that show Inventing Anna?
No.
Remember she pretended that she was this big huge one out in America and she was a multi-millionaire. She didn't have a...
Oh yeah,
That'd be my Erin Rose.
Yeah, she, I tell you, she'll sell and buy you that one.
Oh, she'd sell ice at Eskimo. Like,
she's very cute though. I love you, Brenda.
I know.
But there were, like, I think, I'm like, you said a 13-year-old on the phone to me. I love you, Brenda.
Yeah.
I love you, Brenda.
In an American accent.
And I'm like, I love you, Erin Rose. Yeah, I'm doing an accent back to her. I'm like, what am I doing? My win of the week, you'll be so proud of me, Jewel.
Go on.
I'm going back on TikTok. No, I have a bit of an account. It's not like the dog's account where I go on snooping, right?
Yeah.
But I'm going on TikTok. I have an account. But you know what it is for me? And like, I want to do it too, because of course we're putting clips up on with the podcast as well. I want to be able to share things and all that. Yeah. And you'd be saying to me, oh, I'm actually putting that on TikTok. And I'm kind of, every time I'm on TikTok and on TikTok, and I'm going to set up TikTok. I'm going back and I've shared one or two things.
Did you?
Before, yeah,
oh,
I did.
Before or not
but
today,
I'm going to
put
one up that I have one now already, going to put up later on. But I'm just going to keep going, because do you know when you don't see the hit straight away? Of course, I'm looking for the hit.
Yeah.
I just have to be patient with it.
Yeah, I have to add you. What's your name on it?
Brenda Spitz.
Oh, yeah.
As usual.
Did you add me?
Oh, yeah, I'm adding you too. I don't want to be adding too much now. Do I have to reply to people and all that? On
you get comments.
Direct
like,
messaging me.
Not as much as Instagram.
Yeah, because I'm still replying to people from the podcast.
Yeah, okay.
And it'll be 3 weeks.
But you're
weeks
a great
now.
Woman for replying. Like,
I acknowledge it, because some people can be confiding in me. And do you know what? Oh. At this stage, I might have to give up, and I don't want to, like, it's just, I appreciate it so feckin' much.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to move on to your quiz. So are you smarter than your 6-year-olds? Of course, Erin Rose and Fionn are 6, so we always test Julie's knowledge as who is smarter. So Erin Rose is definitely smarter than you anyway.
Yeah.
Question number one. I fly without wings, I cry without eyes. Wherever I go, darkness flies. What am I?
An eclipse. No. There was an eclipse this week. You don't know that.
Did you go looking for it? Tell the truth.
I did not know. It was really visible out in Brazil.
Good. Where did you see that TikTok?
No, I heard that Neil Prendeville.
No, clouds.
Oh,
you were kind
good.
Of
I was kind of close,
yeah. Okay, question number two. Who is the new Taoiseach?
Oh my God, Simon Harris.
Yes! Yeah. 1 out of 2, okay. So, you obviously, I'm after renting a Skoda.
Mm.
Skoda, I don't know what it is, but it's a Skoda something. And you have a lovely Peugeot. Do you call yours a Jeep or a car?
Sometimes I feel like I have notions when I call it a Jeep, so I just say
the
car.
It is a Jeep though. It is a Jeep. But anyway, you have a lovely white Peugeot Jeep.
Yeah.
Spell Peugeot.
Oh. P-E-O-G-E-O-U-T.
Oh, that's Piaggio Toto. What kind of a Jeep do you have, a Piaggio Toto? Okay. Go again. Spell Peugeot.
P-E-O-U. P-E-O-U?
No.
P-E-O-G-E-O-U-T?
No. P-E-U-G-E-O-T.
I was close.
You were Piaggio. And they say in France, it's a French car, Peugeot. My first car was a Peugeot 207 bought off guy Johnny Casey in Castle Island. Didn't know it was a petrol or diesel driving out. Had no idea.
I've saw petrol back
in I know, but I was like, Johnny, is a petrol or diesel? I was going down there, petrol. Anyway, actually, you have a story about your number plates. Why did you fail your NCT? Tell them.
Because I have my name on my number plates.
Twins and me. What was your man like?
And I have my name on my neck and I have my name on my plates.
Vanishing. Well, what did your man the NCT? What was he like?
It's Noel for the clue what was going on. He was like, come here, love, what's on your number plate? It's a dud ask.
Right, so you've 1 out of 3. Mm. Okay, so when was the last solar eclipse in the UK and Ireland? There is
last
one about
week?
The eclipse. No, in Ireland.
It was in Ireland.
Proper one.
The millennium time.
No, pick a year.
2002.
No. Remember getting the glasses and all that?
I do, actually. Like, I was down on
don't
Hinch,
look up the sun. Don't look up, you go blind. Yeah. Don't look up.
That was the case as well last week.
I know it is. I know. And do you know what? When I get the intrusive thoughts, I'm like, I look up.
I know. I remember the lasers on holidays. Yeah. Used to fight. Don't put them in your eyes.
Yeah. This is it. But sure, it's funny then because when I was at the Lion King the other night, the actors were going up into the balcony. Do you know the way? And I was like saying to my friend, oh, thank God I'm not sitting up there because I'd wanted to... throw your man off. I was like, thank God. I was like, stop. But anyway, so no, 1999.
I was close.
I'm gonna party like it's 19. Come on.
You were 14 Prince. Then, were you?
No, I was 40. No, this one is last. You've got 1 out of 4. And it is my birthday today. All right, look, I don't want anyone messaging me, tagging me. Happy birthday, Brenda. All right, I hate attention. In what year was I born?
85.
Yeah, well done. 2 out of 5. What age will I be?
39.
39.
Are you actually going to put up a post today about your birthday?
Yeah.
You are one attention seeker. No, I'm on Instagram 4 years and not once did I ever put up, it's my birthday.
No, I want to thank people and give them insight with that lovely...
Thank them for what? Wish you happy birthday?
Yeah, of course. I'm not looking for attention.
You're some attention seeker.
I admit I am. I like the attention. I love it. We're going on a hike on Saturday and I've kind of said, it's a lovely weekend because it's my birthday on Monday. They're like, but it's not your birthday. It was my birthday last year on the hike. Oh, and okay. Everyone told that like, I was like, birthday hike. It was a hike, but it turned into Brenda's birthday hike. And they were singing happy birthday to me on the train and everything and everyone was looking. And I was like, oh my God, stop it. And I was absolutely weak. So... yeah. I hope on the hike it would have happened by now. They better fucking bring a little cake or something like that for me or they're dead.
I hope on the hike you get the birthday beatings.
Birthday bumps. How dare you? Yeah, so. And we're going to come here. We're going for my 40th. We're going to go big. We won't say what it is.
Okay.
Wow.
I was just about to say it.
No. You can't say that.
Yeah, we have to start organising that actually as well.
Yeah. What's your motivational quote of the week? No, just make one up on the spot. Don't be looking at your phone.
Be kind.
Be kind. My one is every no, every time you get a no, you're closer to the yes.
Love it.
Because my friend, she's in kind of a career, career bump at the moment. And I was telling her that this guy told me before from the BBC, I met him, Eric Dixon. And I was like, Eric, I'm mad to get into like radio. I know I have it. And I keep getting no's. And he said, every time you get a no, be happy about it because you're closer to the yes. And
so every time some fella says no to me, I'm closer. You're closer to my groom. Yeah, closer to my man.
But it's true. Another one out of the way. That's the way I do it.
That's the job.
Yeah.
Right. On that note, happy birthday, Brenda.
Thanks, Josh. Shut up.
Can't wait for
you
to see the post later.
Oh,
right.
God.
Take care.
Hashtag blessed. Bye.